It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. It's a delight to have you praying with us today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Anytime, any day, around the clock, around the globe, we are praying. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you for praying with us, and thank you for joining us yesterday as I shared my prophetic words for 2015. Today, we're praying for our veterans, our military veterans. We're praying for our troops that are serving both home and abroad. We're praying for our law enforcement officers, many of them under attack. We're praying for our president, our government leaders. And today, particularly, we're praying for the veterans. The Holy Spirit just put these veterans in my heart. And if you have served in our military, I just want to salute you today. And I just want to say thank you so very, very much for serving our country. And if you're serving our country right now, we're very proud of you, and we are very thankful and grateful. This includes our law enforcement officers that are risking their lives every day, every night, for our safety in this nation. And we just bind all hatred against our law enforcement officers today, that spirit of rebellion and lawlessness. And so, Father, we just pray for this service today. right here on BPN Radio. We just pray that you would minister to us, bless us. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and anoint this prayer service today, this prayer broadcast today here on BPN Radio. And we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you come and bless us today. As we pray together, we are a force in the earth. So we come into your presence, Father God, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters, and we are thankful for the privilege that we have to know you, to be a part of your kingdom, Lord, and we are thankful to be living in the United States of America. And today we're going to do prayer, and I just want to give a shout out to states all across America, cities and states all across this nation. And we have some new cities that have joined us in prayer, and we want to welcome Kinston, North Carolina, Annapolis, Maryland, and Tucker, Georgia. And we are so thankful to have cities all across this nation that are praying with us today. We want to give a shout out to Pea Ridge, Arkansas, Rogers, Arkansas. We want to welcome Marlow, Oklahoma, where I was born, by the way, Mena, Oklahoma, where I minister every year, Lakeside, California, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We got so many people praying with us in Oklahoma City as well as Yukon, Oklahoma. We want to welcome Vanita, Oklahoma. We want to welcome Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as well as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We want to welcome Celebration, Florida, Boynton Beach, Florida, and Lake Worth, Florida, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We'll give a shout out to you. Thank you for praying with us. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Miller, South Dakota. Margate, Florida is praying with us, as well as Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Seymour, Tennessee, Abilene, Texas, praying with us. West Palm Beach, Florida, Clayton, Georgia, Blanco, Texas, Borger, Texas. And we want to give a shout out to Marshall, Illinois, as well as Chicago, Illinois, praying with us. Dallas, Texas, praying with us, as well as Dripping Springs, Texas, and Brownston, Indiana, as well as Indianapolis, Indiana, Independence, Kansas, Coffeyville, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas. We've got some friends we minister there. Granbury, Texas, praying with us today, as well as Bentley, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Lake Charles, Louisiana. Lubbock, Texas, praying with us today. And we want to welcome Raymond, Maine, as well as Nederland, Texas, and Biloxi, Mississippi. All across America, people are praying with us. Thank you for praying with us today. I just want to declare that today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. And I saw on a magazine cover yesterday in a grocery store, and it had on the front of the magazine a young lady saying, "This is the happiest time of my life." So I declare over you today by the Spirit of the Lord that this is the happiest time of your life. That God did not bring you this far to let you down. God did not bring you this far to let you drown. I declare today by the Holy Spirit that you're going to the other side. You're going to be a strong finisher. You know how to blow the charge, but you don't know how to blow the retreat. In your life, retreat is not an option, because if God be for you, who can be against you? And my response is nobody, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I declare in your life that today is a wonderful day. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can work where God says you can work. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can work when God says you can work, and you can rest when God says you can rest. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I declare today that God is setting things up for you today. Divine appointments and divine connections, Holy Ghost setups, that your steps are ordered by the Lord today. Divine appointments, divine connections, new success, new favor, new anointing, new dreams, new vision, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, by the way, new vehicle, new home, new opportunities, new dreams, new vision, new rhythm, new freedom. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well in your life today, in your family, in your finances, in your future, in your church, in your city, in your nation, in your health, in your emotions, on your job, all is well, in your business, all is well. I declare in your city, all is well. I declare that God is with you today, and no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And I declare in Jesus' name that God is with our nation. And we are honoring today, particularly our veterans, men and women that have given their lives on behalf of our freedom. This freedom did not come cheap. And I'll never forget several years ago, Jean and I with our granddaughter went into a place in Disney World. And a man said, would you like to have your picture taken? I said, is it free? And he said to me, nothing is free. So I declare that the freedoms that we have in America are not free. People died so that we might be safe. And we must understand that people have come back from Vietnam and different places in the world fighting on behalf of our freedoms. And we honor our veterans today. And in just a few moments, I'm going to have a man who served in Vietnam, and he's going to say a veteran's prayer for us today. But we just dedicate this broadcast on this Friday to our veterans, as well as those who are serving us in the military and our law enforcement officers. And so on behalf of America, I love America today. And my response is, if you don't love America, leave America, because we love our nation. And I'm going to play some patriotic music today, and I trust that you're going to enjoy this patriotic music.
Yeah.
Well, it's my privilege and honor today to have here on BPN Radio, as we are praying for particularly our veterans today. It's good to have a vet on with me today, a man that's been a longtime friend of mine from Rockwall, Texas, Mike Wallace. Mike, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dale. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know that you have a heart for veterans because you served in the Vietnam War. And I know that veterans need a lot of prayer, as well as our present military, because we know that our veterans come out with a lot of scars, wounds, difficulties. And so just tell me about your military service, and I'm going to have you to pray for the vets today and maybe things that may be in your heart.
Well, my birthday was September the 14th, and back in those days, they enacted the draft, and I was number one out of a hat. So my steps were ordered by the Lord to go to Vietnam, and when I got into the military, I prepared myself to go to Vietnam. A lot of guys didn't. A lot of guys thought they were going to Germany or Japan or Australia or somewhere. I just knew where I was going, and I made myself ready to go. And the Lord blessed and preserved my life and the life of my family, and we are here today, and we're blessed. We're blessed. I know what it's like to come back, I guess, from serving in a war situation and be rejected by society, because that was back in the 60s when Haight-Ashbury was taking place and the hippie movement and all that was going on back then. And there were war protests everywhere. There seemed to be a little less of that today, but there's a different war that's been fought by these girls and guys that have been commissioned to serve in the Middle East. And I believe that what I've discerned over the years is that there is a vexation that is occurring with our military veterans. They're coming back and they have thoughts of self-destruction and uncommon violence. Don't know how to handle their situation. Seems like confusion and death and disillusionment and destructive spirits have been on them and working against them. And mm-hmm. So for some time now, I've been praying in my own personal prayer time to battle with them for their lives. My son was in the first Desert Storm, and he did not have any issues like that. But a lot of guys coming back and girls coming back, as we see in the stats now, that since the statistics indicate that there's more self-violence done with these veterans that are coming out of the military today than there has been before. And so we know that our weapons are not carnal. The military can't issue and does not issue war weapons that are necessary to beat back the curses and the spirits that they come in contact with over right. these foreign countries, especially right. in the Middle East.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that we're praying for our veterans.
Well, I want you just to pray, because I know that I've known you for a long time. I know that you know how to pray, and I want you to pray for our veterans, but I also want you to pray for our military forces that are engaged in a warfare that we've never experienced before in the history of our nation. And so however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, you just go ahead and pray, Mike.
All right. Well, Father, we first lift up the name of Jesus to you today, and thank you, Lord, so much for our salvation. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us a measure of faith, and that we've exercised that faith, and we've come into your kingdom because of the work that you did on the cross. And so we thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning, and we praise you for being the captain of our army. And Lord, we thank you also that we're able to intercede on behalf of those around us. We thank you, Lord, that you have established in this nation a strong military. And we pray, Father, that those who are sent out Father, would have a hedge of protection around them as they go. We declare the righteousness of God be their portion today, Lord. As intercessors, we lift them up to you, Lord, and we declare that the army that they serve in, Father, as protectors of the rights of other nations and as the freedoms that we express, enjoy here in this nation, Father, we're so grateful, Father, for their service.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We see, Lord, yes. The results of their service as they're maimed and wounded and come back sometimes, Lord, in very much less than perfect condition. And we understand, Father, that that their thoughts, Father, are not the thoughts of a healthy human being when they come back, Lord. And we just want to lift them up to you today, Lord. We know, Father, that there are curses that the enemy has placed upon our soldiers as they serve. And there is confusion and death and disillusionment and vexation of spirit, Father, that they have encountered. And we counter that today by the precious blood of Jesus. Your word declares that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and the giving of our lives for service.
Yeah.
And, Father, we declare the blood of Jesus over these men and women who have served, Father, and who are coming back to our nation now and are having a tough time living, Father. We declare the blood of Jesus to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, Lord. We declare them to be bathed with the word, the washing of the word by the our prayers today. And we bind the spirits that have spoken into their lives in Jesus' name, whether audibly or in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
We take authority over those weapons that have been used against them, the curses that have been spoken, and the confusion that has been spoken into their lives by the enemy. We know, Father, that these things are spiritual battles, and we fight that battle today in the name of Jesus. We declare that the word of our testimony is strong and powerful, and today we reverse the curses that have been spoken over their lives, and we bind the words of vexation and destruction.
Yes.
We bind the words of confusion and death that have been spoken into these men and women, and we speak God's words, words of life and not death. We declare that these men and women will live and not die.
Yeah.
We declare that in Jesus' name, and we wash them today by the water of your word, O Holy God.
Yes.
We thank, Lord, that your words are life and their spirit, Lord.
Yes.
And we declare the anointing, Lord, that breaks the yoke off of these men and women's lives.
Yes. Thank you,
that
Lord.
They will live and not die, that their family will prosper in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And that they'll wholly and fully recover in their spiritual lives, Father. That their souls will be blessed, Father. That they'll come into the kingdom, Lord.
Yes.
And they'll be testifiers of your greatness and your goodness, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Uphold them, Father, by the strength of your right hand, Lord God. Clothe them in righteousness, Lord.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name. We praise you and we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For you, Lord God, arise and your enemies are scattered.
Yes.
We declare wholeness in their mind, body, soul, and spirit today in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for their service. We thank you, Lord, that you give them strength. And those that are going over to serve in those areas, Father, we just pray a hedge of protection around their spirit, man, Lord.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Lord, we declare the helmet of salvation for their lives, oh God. I pray, Father, that they would know you and the fullness of faith, Lord, even before they go. Save them, Father, that they may be heads to mouth by words of life instead of words of destruction in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Give them wisdom, Father. Give them wisdom, Father, to know not to dabble in the things of the occult, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the crown of righteousness. For the soldiers, men and women, Father, that serve in the Middle East and those around the world, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I set myself in agreement with you, Mike. Wallace, thank you so very, very much for being on BPN as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And today, praying for our military and praying for our vets. So thank you so much for joining me in prayer today. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Dale. I enjoy listening to the broadcast daily, and I pray with you and agreeing with you also.
Oh, I'm thankful.
It's what a great work praying for America and praying for another spiritual awakening. It's a blessing. God has directed you, and we stand in agreement with you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. God bless you and all that you do. Thank you for serving our country.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
You serve more than I do, sir.
We're working together, aren't we?
Amen.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Well, thank you very much, Lee Greenwood. I'm proud to be an American. And today we are praying for America. We're particularly praying for our veterans. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. We need to pray for these men and women that have shed blood on foreign soil and in this nation. And we now have not only violence outside of our nation on foreign soil, but in this nation, people are giving their lives, including law enforcement officers. So today, Father God, we thank people. Thank you for people that are listening to BPN Radio. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Thank you for listening today and praying with me today. The prayer agreement is very powerful. If you have a prayer request, you can go to our website, BPNradio.com, BPNradio.com, and at the bottom of the page there's a place you can click on and send in your prayer request, and we will pass those along to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and she in turn we'll send that out to our prayer team. And if you would like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network to help us carry on this prayer ministry, calling for 1 million people to pray in America and calling for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. If you'd like to donate, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. There's a place for you to donate with your check or cash or your check or credit card or PayPal. So thank you for praying with me today as we pray for our veterans and those who are serving in our military forces even now. But first of all, Father, we pray a special prayer. Would you pray this prayer in agreement with me? We pray a special prayer for those that served in World War II, still alive, and those who served in the Korean War, the Vietnam War, as Mike Wallace was on with us. He's a Vietnam vet. The Vietnam War and the Korean War, World War II, even those who served in World War I. And we're so thankful for those who have served in every conflict that we've had in Iraq and the Desert Storm and the other wars. We thank you, God, today for people that, men and women that are serving in Iraq and serving in Afghanistan and serving in other parts of the world, as well as serving on the home front. And we pray, Lord, for them, and we thank you for these people that have sacrificed their lives and sacrificed their limbs that we might have these freedoms. In Jesus' name, we bless them. We bless their family members. And we pray right now, as people are in agreement with me in prayer, we pray for the families of men and women that have been assigned overseas duties, and maybe they've not seen them for weeks or months. And we pray particularly for wives that are at home with children, and their husbands are serving in the military, serving overseas, and they've been assigned to some particular area where they've not been able to come home for a long time. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would comfort, these wives and mothers. Minister your peace to them right now in Jesus' name. We pray for family members whose husbands are sons, our fathers, mothers, sister, brothers have given their lives, and they're in grief because of the loss of one of their loved ones, particularly their husband, their wife, their mother, father, son, or daughter. I just pray, Holy Spirit, just reach out to them today. Let them know that you love them and you care for them. I pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to be upon them now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you receive today the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Father, we thank you today for those who are serving in our armed forces. I pray for those who are serving in Iraq and Afghanistan on the front lines. I just pray your hedge of protection. Those who are serving in other areas of our military around the world as America comes to the rescue of our allies. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name that you would keep them safe. I pray for our servicemen and women that are serving in Africa. I pray that you'll protect them from Ebola disease. I pray that you would watch over them today in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for our policemen, policewomen, for our law enforcement officers today, as hatred mounts toward our police people, as our armed policemen begins to do their jobs. I pray, I come against the hatred that has been formed, the rise of hatred against our law enforcement officers. We know, Lord, that in every place we go, there may be a few bad apples, but we know that the majority of the men and women that are serving our cities, protecting our cities day and night, are good men and women who are willing to risk their lives so that we might lay down at night in safety. And if we need some help, we can call 911 and someone will come. Lord, can we imagine a nation where we call 911 and no one answers? So many nations of the world, they cannot call for police protection. They cannot call if someone is trying to break into their home or someone is trying to chase them down or harm them. We are so blessed in America that we can call 911 and someone will appear at our door in a uniform with a weapon in their hand if necessary. We're thankful that we can lay down at night and we know that there is someone that is watching over our city. Lord, we thank you that you assigned guardian angels to watch over us. But there's so many people that don't pray that prayer and they need protection. We all are so thankful today for those police officers that are serving us, and we ask God that you protect them and watch over them and keep them safe. And we pray, Father God, for our county sheriffs, the last elected law enforcement officer in America. Everybody else is appointed. We pray for our county sheriffs in Jesus' name. We ask God that you protect these individuals that watches over our counties, over our parishes, in Jesus' name. Keep them safe, I pray. In the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for America, that you would keep our nation safe. We know that ISIS and other groups, terror groups, desire to cause chaos and disruption. And I know that they have vowed in England, these extreme Muslim terrorists have vowed in England, they will take England city by city. That's their latest report. And we know that that is the plan of Satan, to take America city by city. That's why we pray for our city today. That's why we call out our city. That's why we list the cities across America that are praying with us, Lord. We ask that you protect our city. Protect those who are protecting us. In Jesus' name. Father God, we ask for your help. We pray for America. We pray, God, for a spiritual awakening in America. In Jesus' name, we pray for a spiritual awakening in our nation, a spiritual awakening in our land, oh God. Come and awaken our cities. Come and awaken our nation. Lord, we pray for President Barack Obama. We pray, Lord, that you would bless him and his family. We pray that you bless his wife. We pray that you bless his daughters. I pray for Vice President Biden and for his family. I pray for my Governor Rick Perry and my Governor-elect who's about to take office, Greg Abbott. I pray, Lord, for the city officials of Austin, Texas, where I live. I pray, oh God, that you would bless my congressman, Congressman Rogers. And I pray that you would bless those in the 114th Congress of America, that you would give them wisdom and boldness, that they would speak up and declare. I pray for those who serve in the Senate. I pray for those who serve in the House. I pray for our Supreme Court. I pray for America. I pray, oh God, that you would keep America strong and safe. And I pray, Lord, for a revival to come to our nation, our land, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask that you bless America. We ask that you come and that you bless our nation today in Jesus' name. God bless America. This land that we love, and we pray, keep us safe, Lord. I love America. I love America. And I just pray, God bless America. Bless this nation. Bless our land. We pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for this nation. Would you help me pray for America? I pray we are a nation under siege. And I know that there are enemies that are already entrenched in our nation, ready for a signal, ready for an opportunity. And we bind the forces of darkness that are coming against our nation. We bind the forces of darkness coming against our land in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we speak against those that are trying to rewrite our history in America. Trying to rewrite our history. Those who say that this nation was stolen, and there's so much that's being written now in our public school systems that are being taught in our school systems concerning the land that we love and we came here. A people seeking freedom of religion, freedom to worship as they desired to worship. And we pray right now, Lord, that parents will become alert, will become aware of what their children are being taught in school, and that parents will begin to read history, the history of America as it really was. And that if we are going to understand our future, we certainly must understand our past, our history, because history really does repeat itself. And so today we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be open concerning what's going on in America. The powers of darkness that are trying to overrun America. Fear that is trying to be projected in our nation. People that seemingly have no hope because they look into the future and they see danger everywhere. We bind all spirits of fear. We bind every attack of the enemy that is coming against our nation, our land. And we also include the nation of Israel in our prayers today, because we know that if we bless Israel, we will be blessed. And America has been so blessed over the years because we have put Jehovah God first, and we have followed the principles of the Word of God, the Bible, and we have blessed Israel. Those that bless Israel shall be blessed, and those that curse Israel shall be cursed. And I pray right now that our nation will stand with Israel as its enemies surround her on every side. As the United Nations comes against Israel, we know according to Scripture that it will happen, and it is happening. But we pray right now, Lord, that you would protect Israel. And as Congress begins to consider moving our embassy to Jerusalem, into the capital city of Jerusalem, I pray, Lord, that you give our 114th Congress boldness and give them wisdom to stand for Israel and for Jerusalem. And we pray your hedge of protection about Israel, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You said in your word that those that love Jerusalem will prosper. And so we declare that we love Israel. We love Jerusalem and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Lord, I just pray that you would minister right now in that city where you ministered, Lord, in that city where you gave your life, in that city where you arose from the dead. I ask, O God, that we honor you and we honor the nation of Israel today, and we pray for protection. And I pray that our president and this administration will stand with Israel in Jesus' name. Lord, today we pray for every Army chaplain, every Air Force chaplain or Navy chaplain that is under scrutiny, that is being persecuted, that has limitations being placed on them by this administration concerning the Bible, concerning being able to share their faith. In Jesus' name, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray your protection over them. And I pray, oh God, for freedoms in this land. I come against restrictions that are being placed upon people all over America that are in places of leadership and government to not name the name of Jesus, to not follow the principles of your word. I pray for America, and we pray for our armed forces, our veterans, those who are serving. We pray for doctors and nurses and first responders in Jesus' name that are serving us in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for conservative Christian media people that are proclaiming the truth and are not afraid to proclaim the truth. In Jesus' name, we pray for them right now in the name of the Lord. And we pray today also for every individual need that is represented, people that are sending in their prayer request here on Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. We pray for Denny, who wrote the following prayer request. He said, "This year I'm looking for a breakthrough in my job, personal relationships, my experience with the Lord." He said, "I really enjoy your ministry and your emphasis on prayer." Thank you, Denny. And we pray for you right now concerning your job, a breakthrough in your job, and every other person that is needing a breakthrough in their job. We pray for you right now that you will get a promotion on your job or you'll get a better job. In Jesus' name, Linda wrote this prayer request, and she's asking us to pray for the restoration of her family. She's been disconnected from her daughter and her grandchildren. She wants peace and joy in her family. Father, I pray for Linda, and I pray for every other person today that is praying for their family. I pray that Linda will be reconnected with her daughter and her grandchildren. I pray for the restoration of the family. Satan is out to destroy the family, weaken the family. So I pray for Linda and all the other family members today that's having chaos in your family, in your home. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would have your relationships, family relationships, reconnected. Those relationships that have been disconnected will be reconnected in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, I pray for every need that is represented out there today here on BPN Radio. And I want to say to all of you that have been praying with me today, thank you so very, very much. I would like to remind you that I'm going to be ministering in San Diego this Sunday and Monday at Christian Worship Center in San Diego. Art and Wendy Evans are the leaders, Art and Wendy Evans, and we'll be there on Sunday and Monday. You can Google that, Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Monday morning, and Monday evening. Thank you for praying with me today. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or anytime. So thank you for praying with me today here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.